Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. Michigan Tech Hockey Talk for the next 60 minutes. Thank you for being with us on the Mel Pearson Show. If you've are listening to this on Monday morning, you can send in your question for Coach Pearson by emailing me, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Already have some questions in lined up, and we'll do that later on in the hour. We're going to recap the weekend against arch rival of Northern Michigan. It was very close that the Huskies would be playing Northern again this weekend, but that's not the case. They will be playing Lake Superior State, another pretty close rival, and that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if necessary. It's a best-of-three series, and boy, everybody I talk to, all the Husky fans and even college hockey fans in general, are excited about the new WCHA playoff format, where not only the first round, but the second and third rounds are all going to be at campus sites, which means the highest ranking seed remaining will host that round. And that's exactly what's going to happen with Michigan Tech here on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday if necessary. Now, the Huskies took both games earlier in the season against Lake State. We'll chat a little bit about that. But Lake State has been playing some pretty good hockey. They win a shootout on Saturday night and stay in that seventh place spot. So Michigan Tech, who is in second, plays number seven, Lake State, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, again, Sunday, if necessary. Now, the winner of this series, if the Huskies can win this series, they would also host the second round again at the SDC. But a lot of work to be done before we get to that part. The weekend, the good crowds in both venues this weekend. The Berry Event Center was jam-packed. The Michigan Tech McGinnis Student Ice Arena had a wonderful crowd on Saturday night. Extremely loud, boisterous crowd on Saturday night. But the Huskies, who played well, outshot the Wildcats by a lot, weren't able to come away with the win on the final game of the regular season, and lose by a score of 5-3 with an empty net goal at the end by the Wildcats. Head coach Mel Pearson joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dirk. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to see you. And it was a fun weekend, even though we didn't get that win on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it was a real fun weekend. Great hockey, two real good hockey games. They're close games, entertaining games from what I hear from the fans. Mm-hmm. Not so much for the coaches, obviously. But, I thought our guys did a real nice job on Friday. And Saturday we played hard. Sounded like a broken record, but I think we played better. And, we created more grade-A scoring opportunities Saturday by a wide margin than we did Friday night. And obviously, we gave up fewer. We gave up fewer scoring opportunities. I think Joe Sean, who always charts our chances against, I think has had us below 10, which is a season low. But, we're giving up too many goals. You know, the puck went in easy again on Saturday night. It's one of those themes, again, where we have to battle and do everything we can to score goals. And we made some real nice plays on Saturday. And the puck just seemed to go in easy. You know, there'd be long stretches where they wouldn't even be in their zone or get a shot on goal. And all of a sudden, one shot, bang, it's in the net. You know, a couple wrist shots from the point, C&I wrist shots, bad giveaway. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But overall, I like how our team's playing. We just have to make sure that, we continue to work on our defense, continue to get a save here or there when we need it. And I think we'll play better this weekend than we did even last weekend. I thought we were rusty from the bye week and whatnot. I thought Saturday we were better. You know, Friday I thought we were, another road game, we were rusty, and we got better on Saturday. So I liked our effort. I liked our pace. I liked our intensity. I liked our focus on Saturday. There are a lot of real good things going on, but our penalty killing, which has been strong all year, gave up a couple goals, but I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, but it was a good weekend of hockey. I think it was entertaining for the fans. Great crowds in both buildings, and I know Walt and I, Kyle, we were We're just joking that, you know, maybe we should play eight times a year, you know, and just because of the intensity. And then you could tell it was playoff intensity all weekend long.
Yeah, and with that win, the Wildcats get in to the playoffs too. But, you know, we talk a lot about, Coach, good practice weeks and you trying to get a feel for how the team's going to play. And it seems like in years past you've been able to nail it. But this year it's been kind of weird. You've said, you know, great week of practice. I'm expecting, you know, to be right on, and it hasn't been the case. Or not a good week of practice and you're really worried and the guys come out and play great. It's kind of weird that way this year.
Well, a little bit. But we had a real good week of practice. And I think it showed for the most part we played pretty well. But what I didn't like about the week is because we had the bye week, we gave them the weekend off, so we skated a little bit more during the week than we normally would. And this time of year, that's always a concern. You're trying to balance. If you're not in shape now, you're not going to get them in shape. You know, we've been on the ice since early September. If you can imagine that, the intensity, 6 days a week, pretty much from early September on. So it gets to be a long season this time of year. And in fact, I read an article, and we were talking about it the other day, how the NHL is really, the National Hockey League is, it's really, you know, I think looking and really changing the old habit of having pregame skates just because of how long the season is in the National Hockey League and the games and everything. So they're cutting back on their pregame skates even. And it's interesting to see that because we're trying to shorten our weeks a little bit right now just so we have the energy and the focus and the intensity and especially mentally going into weekend. So my only concern last week was we practiced, you know, a full 4 days and we skated a pregame in Marquette. We normally don't do that. So we'll get back to our normal week, and I think we'll be ready to go. I have no issues with our team being ready to show up on Friday night. They've been dialed in for the most part. You know, we've played in a lot of really close games. I think there's only two or three games that maybe we just didn't have a chance, you know, early in the year. I think there were two of them, and then maybe the Bemidji game. But even then, 3-0, I thought we were pretty good, so we just couldn't get any bounces. But so this team's been dialed in, you know. So we'll be there. We'll be ready to play. We know our opponent now. We know what's at stake, and I think we can really get focused and hone in on what's going on.
The Wildcats scored first on Friday night down at the Barry Event Center at the 3:15 mark. Robbie Payne with a nice goal there as the puck kind of laid there. Darian Craighead and Brock Mashmeyer get the assist. But the Huskies came back at the 11:54 mark on a really bizarre play in that the play kept on going when it looked like it was going to be blown down.
Faceoff in front of Tolvanen at 1-0 Wildcats. Chance for the Huskies at the side of the net. Right to the front. Here's a shot right there again. Tolvanen is out of position. Down the Huskies trying to slam it home. And the whistle still not blowing. Here's a shot. Lesperov has it. Back for Ranky. He'll send it over. Watson will shoot. Scores! Oh, what a play by the Huskies. 1-1 to score. Watson with the shot ties it up.
I mean, just amazing how that play kept on going. And I know we have a question already in. I read the question earlier asking if you and I talked at all about giving the officials praise. Well, obviously this person probably didn't listen to the post game. We talked quite a bit about how impressed we were that the officials didn't blow the whistle on that.
Well, we did. And, you know, we didn't get off to maybe the – I thought we had a good start. We had a couple of real good scoring chances, and then we had a giveaway in our zone, and we just couldn't find the puck. They scored and make it 1-0, and that's probably not how you want to start the game, especially early in the game. But it was weird because that happened the next night in our building too. But anyway, as far as the home team getting off to a good start. But yeah, the second goal of the game was huge, and we needed to get the next goal after getting behind, and we did. And I give the referees a ton of credit. I mean, he was in great position. A lot of times, you know, not a lot of times, but sometimes referees get out of position or you see a whistle blown when the puck actually isn't covered or frozen, and you know the fans go and on this case the referee Tommy Abino was in great position to make sure that the goalie did not have the puck, and we stayed with it. And that's what we always tell our players: you play whistle to whistle. So you know, until you hear that whistle, you keep playing. And once you hear it, bang, then the play's down and over. So I give our guys a lot of credit. Good play by Joel Lesperance keeping the puck alive. Great play by Mitch Ranky instead of just blasting it back into the pile, throws it across the crease. Because everybody sort of seemed like the middle of the net to the goalie's left-hand side. And Mitch threw it all the way across to Cliff Watson on the opposite side. And he had a lot of net to shoot at. And good for Cliff, you know, being a senior. And with all our defensemen scoring goals, I mean, he's trying to get back in that goal-scoring race. So good for him. But big goal for our team.
It was. And I asked Cliff about that? Did he yell? I asked Cliff, were you yelling?